Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Steve Del Bianco is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, Vice President of Corporate Affairs for the Association for Competitive Technology, the Chief Executive over at NetChoice. Also, NetChoice is an outstanding organization that that he heads up and runs and is good for you and me, whether you and I know it or not. And Steve is one of the guys we turn to when we're looking at public policy issues that affect the internet, that affect technology especially, but especially the internet particularly. And he's got some things to report to us today. Steve Del Bianco, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Appreciate all you do to help small business. I get up every morning like you, and my mission is to keep the internet safe for capitalism.
That's right.
And California has designed some new desperate gestures that really get in the way of internet commerce.
Well, that's exactly right. And this is a snake that keeps rearing its head, but it's manifesting now in California. And so tell us what's going on, folks. Pay attention to this, ladies and gentlemen. I know some of the stuff that Steve and I talk about might sound sometimes like we're getting over in the weeds, but let me tell you something, folks. This is your future, and whatever Steve's working on is going to impact the future viability of your small business. Go ahead, Steve.
Absolutely, Jim. This really matters. This thing really got started back in the early 40s and 50s when catalogs started shipping goods and products all around the country, and states would say that catalog vendor should have been collecting sales tax for those shipments. And through multiple Supreme Court cases, the most recent one was the Quill Office Products Company in 1992, the Supreme Court said, well, hang on, there's 7,500 different sales tax jurisdictions in this country, in the 46 states that have sales tax. They all have different rates, different rules, different definitions, filing requirements. That is such a complex patchwork. The Supreme Court said, look, that's an unreasonable burden on interstate commerce.
On any business, especially a small business.
Oh, incredible. Because the Constitution was full of provisions that stop the states from erecting protectionist or barriers of any kind
right.
to favor their own businesses over out-of-state businesses.
So, folks, what's in a nutshell, if you sell something over in a virtual way, a catalog or e-commerce on a website, and to somebody in another state, then the issue is the sales tax. The states want you to collect it and remit it, and you don't want to because you don't want to have to keep up with those 7,500 precincts. And so the Supreme Court agreed with you, right, Steve?
Jim, you've got it exactly right. So keep in mind, this has nothing whatsoever to do with the internet. A lot of people make the mistake of believing that internet commerce or e-retail is somehow tax-free,
right?
And they would be wrong. This Supreme Court ruling happened at a period of time when they used catalogs and telephone orders, not the internet. But it applies to the internet too.
Right.
If you go to a website and buy something, and a website ships it via common carrier to your home, if they're not having a presence in your state, they won't collect the sales tax from you and remit it to your state. Instead, that becomes your responsibility to pay it as the flip side of the sales tax, also known as the use tax.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses, most of your listeners are small businesses, they know they pay use tax on anything for which sales tax wasn't collected. Because businesses are easy to audit, and states are very quick to check on a business and say, what did you buy that you didn't pay sales tax on? Here's an invoice plus penalty and interest, and you'll pay it every quarter for the rest of your life.
And the truth is the consumer who's making the purchase and receiving the goods in their state from that through that virtual transaction, whether it be a catalog or otherwise, the consumer is the one that's really responsible for paying the sales tax, isn't it?
That's right. None of this money ever was coming from the vendors, from the retailers. All of this is sales tax or use tax, both of which come from the pockets of the consumer who's buying the goods. And so that brings us full circle. At the Supreme Court laid down the law and said, look, the states have such a mess on their hands that unless they clean it up, we're not going to force everybody to collect for them. But the Supreme Court went on to say that Congress controls interstate commerce in the United States. So anytime it feels like it, the U.S. Congress can step in and force catalog and online companies to collect for the states, whether it's simple or not. That hasn't happened, though. Congress doesn't even have a bill in front of it in the current Congress, even though we've seen one for 10 years. It doesn't seem to get any momentum. So states have turned to other measures.
Hold on, Steve. I got to take a quick break, folks. And we come back. The latest kerfuffle in this debate is in California and with Amazon. We're going to talk about that after these messages. Stay with us. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.